And so it's like my brain wants to like understand.
Well, let me decipher it for you. Let me decipher it for you.
Okay.
It's a great question, incredible question. I'll put you on hold while I answer your question. I could teach a college course, a 2-year course, PhD on what you just asked. Everything you said made my top of my head blow off, okay? And that's why I can't answer the question. Because I had the whole answer there when you were talking, and then it kind of just went away. But, I mean, I've got big pieces of it. But Trump knows Xi Jinping's a dictator and loves to look powerful and important, and particularly the Asian mind, but everybody's the same way about saving face, looking good. So Trump goes over there and kisses his ass in all his verbal stuff, while politically and economically and militarily he goes completely against him. Let me go back to you. Say your question again. Well, what was the question again?
Basically, is like to reverse engineer why we went into Iran in the first place, and then to see what's kind of unfolding now, because it seems like every reason is always, well, because of Israel, or, oh, it's because of nukes.
All right, no. Now remember, thank you. I'll go back to you. Thank you. When the globalists do something, it's because it helps them on every front. So BlackRock and the Rothschilds above want us to go bankrupt. They want Trump's recovery to fail. They want to put us on a social credit score. They want the U.S. to go bankrupt and all the other nations on the verge. We were already going into bankruptcy. Trump's plan would have reversed that. Okay? So that's why I was supporting him. Then if they can get us into a war that closes the Strait of Hormuz and cuts off 30% of the energy and fertilizer, within just a few months, it puts us into a nosedive and ends that and puts the world into the Great Reset, which even Larry Fink admits is happening. He's so happy. So Israel at one level is the big lobby. Oh, they got nukes. Oh, they're going to kill us. Oh, we got to do this right now. We got to, you know, existential, blah, blah, blah. And that at one level is true that Israel wants it. And Netanyahu's in political trouble, so he wants it to be the war president, or the war prime minister. Then above that, the globalists want us to go bankrupt. We're the real target. Western nations, not Iran. They're secondary. And then Trump's presented with all this. This is the thing he needs to do. And he's cutting off China, so he's cutting off Iran, Venezuela, Cuba. Trump believes that plan, that at one level is a real plan, but the immediate economic disaster it causes, whether he be successful or not, we don't know, shuts down the midterms so the Democrats get back in and can derail his overall agenda that was going the right direction until he got segued into the Iran conflict. So at a prime equation, that's why they attack you and try to shut you down if you try to keep him from making the mistake. Now he's made the mistake. Now we're illustrating that for people so people understand actually what happened. And that's only one level of the overall system that we're dealing with. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just like why things need to start happening now, because if he can't really get like some momentum going about making America first again before like the 4th of July, you know, the campaign season starts in the summertime, and we're just going to be on our heels, like, you know, and then people are going to choose the worst of two evils because they don't like what's in the office right now. So
they're going to feel rejected by Trump, who doesn't just go against what he promised. He slaps his constituents around and makes insane statements like, I don't care about the average American's economic plight. Exactly.
Yeah, we're like an abused spouse a little bit, you know. It's like
But we have to not be emotional and just look at that for what it is and just decide what good can we get out of Trump. Like, I'll criticize him on a bunch of issues, try to get him back on track, or just be on the right side. Where he's good, yeah, as good people, I'll back that. It's all mathematical. It's not lesser of two evils. It's mathematical. Support Tulsi Gabbard, support RFK Jr., support the border, this and that. Criticize what's bad. See the big picture. Tell people what's going to happen so our credibility goes up, so we're in the leadership role intellectually in the next phase. Thanks for the call. And that's how my brain works. Just what's the truth? What's the issue? Cover it. Be done with it. That's it. Just to be done with the heavens fall. Ben in Indiana, you're our tail gunner, last caller of the day before the war room with the mighty Harrison Smith takes over.
Good afternoon, Alex. Great to hear from you. I've been a VIP member since October. I love your supplements. Really changed my life and saved me from the soy boy I was. I'm calling in today just to, you know, give the heads up. Mike Braun of the governor of Indiana just invested $50 million of our taxpayer money to help Israel start more tech in the state of Indiana and more data centers. And I'm not anti-Judaism. I'm
but it's true. Notice Netanyahu said, I don't want U.S. investment now or free money. I want to be a partner. He means preferential deals through their lobby here to be given eminent domain with data centers to take over. And Israel is dominant, more than even China, in controlling our tech. And so exactly, this is Israel saying there are superpowers that played last hour, and they believe they're going to take us over. It's total megalomania. It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's super crazy. And I just wanted to bring it to your attention and then also just give your flowers on, I listen to Rex's show every morning, and you've done a great job with that young man. He has a bright future, and I thank you for all that you do, Alex. God bless.
I'm very proud of my son. I guess he's made comments I haven't seen, but I see, like, Alex Jones disowned Rex Jones. No. It's the opposite. I'm not giving him any help, because that only makes him weaker. So, I mean, maybe I once a week tweet something he does, and I don't talk about his shows, and I don't promote him. Because that is a weakness. That will only make him dependent on me. He's my son, and he's going to sink or swim on his own stuff, and that is my gift to him. My parents would always only buy me books. You want a bike? Go mow yards. You want to go with your friends at Six Flags? We're not giving you any money. Go make the money. And so I'm like 9 years old mowing the neighbor's yard, and I learned. I always had a big wallet full of cash. It was great. It was a great gift. I bought my own car myself at 16, when I bought a Chevy Silverado. Actually, 15 at hardship license, walked in, down payment, cash, boom. Already had credit, already had a bank account, already had a credit card when I was like 13. And my dad's like right there at the bank with me. And that was a good thing. My parents took me shopping twice a year for clothes. They said, you want more clothes by the time I was 10? Go get a job. My parents didn't do that because they were assholes. They did it because they didn't want a pussy. And so that's the thing with Rex. He does a great show. I see it sometimes. I do it. And I almost discriminate against him. Like, I promote other people. I'm like, he asked me to promote him. I'm like, no, I'm not going to promote you. Because he needs to do this all on his own. And that's a gift I'm giving him. Because that's what this is all about. He needs to not be under my wings. He needs to do his own thing. And so I appreciate you saying nice things about Rex. Now, Harrison Smith is about to take over. I had the big AI stack. I had another big stack of the left and all their crime and the stuff, and boy, big UFO stuff I didn't hit. But tomorrow, Lord willing, I will cover it all. But that doesn't matter. I'll come in Saturday. Whatever we didn't hit, I'll hit, and I'll hit everything else. So great job to the crew. Very appreciative of them. And I'll just say this again to the viewers and listeners. I can't do this without you. That's why when you call in and thank me, I interrupt everybody. I say, stop it. You're the people that make this operation run. You're in charge. You're in the driver's seat. Seriously, I'm like a battering ram, an iron battering ram that you're ramming into the enemy fortress gate. And so I'm just a battering ram. You've got to grab it and swing it and run it into the enemy. I volunteer for this. I love it. But I can't do this motion. This is you. You need to get that in your head, that you're not on board. You're the captain. You drive the next permutation of InfoWars ship. I'm not patting you on the head. Please receive the data. You are the driver. You are the captain. You are the general. You have all the power. It's all about you, God working through you. So take the URL, alexjoneslive.com. Go share. You already have it, the free app on Android or Apple, alexjonesapp.com. Share it. We will override the AI. We will override all their systems. We will defeat everything they're doing when you decide the agency and the deed to the planet that God in Genesis gave us, not Satan. Satan's marooned here as our tester. Satan is actually a agent of God. Satan is his own operative, is against God, but God allows him to operate because that's free will. So you are the captain, you are the driver, you own the road, you have to decide. And listen, it ain't about me. Do your own podcast, do your own show, run for office, listen, promote whoever you think. It doesn't matter. Get active or get radioactive and support us right now. The methylene red capsules are in, huge discount right now. Big buy one, get one free on the very best iodine, the very best detox for the spike protein, all the rest of it. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'll tell you point blank, we're barely paying the bills. I'm sure people are going to come through. I want to hire more hosts. And I'm sure once we have the money and do all the stuff and go 20 hours a day like I want to go, 5 a.m. to midnight, it's 19 hours, that Rex will have a show here. Because he has to do it on his own. He's got there. He's now ready. Because I have to look at him as like, would I hire that person separate from my son? And now he's there. And he will join me and one day be greater than I am if I don't put him in crutches or a wheelchair and wheel him around. I'm giving him the gift of war and conflict. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F- that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms?